I think the part that's interesting is how you go from being 18 and being embarrassed, singing on stage with your parents, to then wanting to come to New York. Now, it wasn't to go to school, it was to be with Guru, or was it, it was just a bit of both?
No, actually, when I was... okay, let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
We'll do this. Like, I went to... This is how I decided myself to come to the center, because, you know, as I was... I had my father that was a disciple when I was seven, and Guru said I was a disciple since I was seven. But, you know, I didn't know. I basically didn't know I was a disciple. I didn't know even what it means. But when I asked to be a disciple, Guru said, why do you ask? You're already a disciple. That was Guru. So my life as a disciple started when my father became a disciple, which was in 1972, March 1972. But I really took conscious of, you know, I've seen Guru and I like Guru, and we had pictures all over the... our house, and I was kind of brought up kind of, my father used to read us the Bhagavad Gita, so that was like the main thing, and we used to have even a test on the Bhagavad Gita when I was a kid. So my father was really interested in spirituality, but not just Guru, but many broad. And so we were vegetarian, you know, everything. I told the story the other day, I don't know if you were there, about how basically I grew up without knowing I was a disciple, but completely protected from the teenager time, you know.
Oh.
And like, because I always felt like I didn't want to smoke because I wanted to be different. So all my friends will smoke and drink, but I would never do that because I wanted to be a different, you know. This was my way of being like, I don't know, rebellious, let's say. So
not to smoke, not to drink, that's rebellion then.
Yes, back then for me it was like, because all my friends will do it, and I had a good time with my friend, but this is one thing I felt like I didn't want to be like the same than the others. All my friend was in the punk, you know, with
yeah.
the open. And same thing, you know, I had told the story on the stage the other day, but, you know, I had a broken teeth for like, I don't know, 7 years or something. So, you know, that really helped me not to get involved with the, you know, guys and all this. So on the way, Guru was protecting me completely
yeah.
from my teenager time to stay, you know, in this purity kind of. Even though I didn't know. And then when I went to, there was a concert in Cologne. I forgot the date, you can figure that. There was a concert in Cologne, and I went there with my father. We took a bus from Zurich up to Cologne. And there, it was amazing. It was like, this is when I consciously wanted to become a disciple, actually.
How old are you at in Cologne?
I was 18.
18.
Yeah, this is when, it was before, let me just, yes, before I went to New York, you see, I'm trying
okay.
to remember, sorry, it's getting messed up, but we can do it again
we'll
if you
want.
So it was before, like, I went to New York with my family, that was in August, and back then, you know, I didn't know I wanted to become a disciple or what, but I liked the whole thing. And then I went to Cologne, which I think it was later, and that's when I really had an experience where that's it, I want to become a disciple, I want to follow this. I had this experience where I saw Guru, you know, completely gold. There was no body, just his face. And that's when I actually felt like I should, like, this is what I want to do. And then that's when I asked Guru, can I be a disciple? And then that's when Guru said, why she asked, she's already a disciple. And so then, like, after that, I wanted to come to New York, because my study, after being in New York, I lost interest in my study, even though I was pretty good. And I must say, I feel like it was Guru totally helping me, because I missed 1 or 2 weeks of my of some exam.
Oh, really?
Because I stayed on to New York, and my teacher told me I don't have to do the exam, but I figured out I want to do it anyway. And it was to build a 3D.
A model of some kind.
Model, 3D models. And I actually, it was totally good. They had 2 weeks, I had only 5 days to do this model, and I finished one of the best of all. And I totally felt credited to Guru, because I didn't need to do it, but I felt like doing it. And I totally feel like it was the fact that I was in New York and I got so much inspiration that made me actually finish that test in a good grade. So after that, I started losing interest in architecture and I wanted to really start learning English. So I was checking on what I would like to do. And then that's when I asked, when Gu came to Cologne, that's when I asked if I could be coming to New York to learn English. It was also a way to leave my parents.
You're 18 years old, it's yeah, no surprise.
That was a good, you know, and I was sure my dad was going to say no, you know. But then at the end he said yes, so that was pretty nice. So I went to New York when I was 20. That's when I went. It was 1986 when I first came to New York. What can I tell you? I always had a camera because in school I was in art school. So I actually before I stopped my study. Actually, I stopped my study, but I asked my teacher, my photo teacher, if I could continue his course because I really liked photo. Oh, okay. So this was interesting. And my teacher said yes, but the director of the school said no, I could not. But the teacher sneaked me in, and I was able to finish my year in photography in the same school. And that was kind of interesting because I didn't know I was going to become a photographer, but I really liked it. So when I came to New York, I was taking photos. At that time, when I came to New York, was the time when Gu was lifting quite a heavy object, you know.
Were you able to speak English at this time, or you're working on it?
No, yeah. My first word in English was sidewalk and carrot in an umbrella. And so, yeah. And what else? So I was taking photo anyway. I was in the.
So at some point, Guru says something to you or indicates, Adarini, take pictures.
No, it went for a while that I was just taking photo, you know, because it was so interesting. You come from a small town like Geneva, and then you see New York, and you see Gu lifting all this interesting thing, elephant, you know, big boats, yeah. And it was so entertaining. And so I was taking photo, and of course I've been told by several, I won't say the name, but several photographer and video people to kind of move away because I'm not an official. So and then later on, I don't know, about maybe a few months or a few weeks, I can tell you the date, but I had a dream. In my dream, Gu was going to want me to take a picture of Aruna. He was going to bless Aruna on the head, and he gave me his camera, Gu's camera, and he wanted me to take a picture, and he said he was going to explain to me how to take a picture, but in my dream, I said, oh no, he's going to speak to me in English, and I won't understand, but actually in my dream, Gu spoke in French and explained to me how to take pictures. So that was my first introduction as a photographer in a dream.
Did Guru actually give you some technical advice about taking pictures, or was it more something spiritual or divine?
Technical advice, yeah.
What did he tell you to do?
That I don't totally remember, but I remember telling Guru a few years later about that dream, and Guru kind of, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly the word, but Guru was saying, see the soul, even though in the outer, Guru doesn't know how to use cameras, and in the inner, like, he could, you know, he knew everything, so he could explain to me how to take pictures. So. That was sort of what he said. The words I cannot remember exactly. So this is how really I got the introduction of inwardly as a photographer. And outwardly was, I remember Ramani was a photographer back then, and Gu had met Gorbachev in Canada, I believe. And she needed somebody to help for printing picture. And I was already taking photos, but I wasn't an official. And I volunteered to develop those pictures. So I was...
She had a lab or she was...
She had her own lab in her house, and she used to work at the UN, so I was, you know, I didn't have a job, so I could basically be in her place for hours. And actually, I had great inner experience being in dark room because it's completely dark, and I remember it was quite hot, so I had this fan. So I had this, you know, imagination going on, and while you wait for the picture to go through, because you had to do that for hours. So I remember being in front of the fan and pretending I was a bird, and putting my hand, you know, like a bird, basically, and my face towards the fan because I was so hot. And then suddenly I really felt that I was flying. And it was definitely an experience. It was not just an imagination. It became an experience. So that was very nice. And then later, I printed I don't know how many hundreds of pictures of.
But at this point, you're printing the pictures that Ramania had shot, and not your own.
That was not even Ramania's shot, I don't think. But I was printing them, and then time came where Ramania was going to bring the picture. I did this whole work, so I did like tons of photo printing, and then Ramania went and brought it to Go. And I remember this was another interesting experience. I feel about jealousy. And this was like, I was sitting on the bench in the court, and I remember being a little, I did all this work, and she gets
disappointed.
Yeah, she, well, just a little bit like, why? She gets the whole, I was a little jealous, let's say. But then I didn't like that feeling. Right away I said, why do I feel this? So it was really silly, but I started imagining a little heart coming from my own heart center and sending it to her, a lot of love and, you know, this kind of like little girly thing. But it worked. Actually, all this, like, I started having this incredible feeling of oneness with Ramania. And that's when Gu, actually not quite, but it was the same day Gu was lifting people in the court. And he, maybe I'm getting a little mixed up, but I remember the feeling was he called me Ramania assistant at that moment. And I felt really that, you know, I was able to transform this little jealousy of, you know, being like the one that did all the job and not getting any recognition, and being able to transform that jealousy into oneness. And then suddenly being called, the Ramania's assistant photographer.
Getting at least a little bit of attention for part of it.
Yes, so I think
part of it.
It felt like, you know, Gu had recognized inwardly my effort of changing my, I don't know how you can make it a word, but, you know, you try to transform some quality that you don't like into like a better quality, and then it becomes really nice because you were able to do it. And so that was a nice experience that I felt about my photography. And I was now called an assistant, and I remember another day, like it was very close, like in the dates, I don't remember all this, but so those are little experiences that comes up to me, and they're very important to me.
Were there little guideposts that were making some progress, that were not being stuck with her poor qualities and bad habits, whatever, right?
Yeah, like I don't have lots of memory, but, you know, the memory that makes you grow, like things that Guru does to you, like this inner and outer experience, those things stays with you because they are very real. And so this was another experience where I was working at an umbrella at the time, and we had 10 minutes break every day to see Guru at the court. And so I was sitting at the court, and I totally felt, as soon as I sat down, that I was not going to be 15 minutes break. I felt like it's going to be a long break. And sure enough, Gu, it was lifting people. And that was at the early stage lifting, you know, where there was no the apparatus had no security. So he was lifting Ramania at that time. And so I was watching, and I thought that was so cool. And then right after the lift, then that he called me again, Ramania's assistant now. So I went up and I was lifted right after. So that was kind of like, kind of a good sign that, yes, I'm a photographer. And so that's how it started, really, how to be a photographer.
So, I mean, this is obviously a big subject, and at a certain point in time, you're taking hundreds, if not thousands, of photographs of all the different lifts and things that our guru is doing. Now, one of the things that some people experience as photographers or video people is that they miss having the experience of being able to enjoy it, that because you're behind the lens, you're kind of removed from that. And I'm wondering, when you're seeing Guru do so many lifts, so many important people at so many different times, did you feel that you were missing something by taking the picture, or you felt that you were just doing the job you were supposed to do?
Well, that's an interesting question, because actually, not at all. I don't feel like you miss anything, because it was an incredible opportunity. And I felt behind my lens, I don't know, most people now, back then we used to take film, so not so many people was taking picture. Not everybody is behind a lens. But as you can see, you can go really close to the subject. So, you know, like I could see Gu's eyes, and for me it was an incredible meditation. Like I had so many experiences where I would be focusing on on what I'm looking through the lens, and which it was glue, and waiting for the perfect moment to take the shot. So it could be, I can tell you, like when Gu was meditating, for example, it was in my own personal perspective of what is Gu's highest, let's say. I was waiting for the highest moment for me to take, where Gu's going way beyond. And for me, that was like amazing, because it was like I was getting almost in oneness with Gu's height, you know. I mean, of course, it's on my own level, but at the moment where I'm taking the picture, it's like unbelievable. It's only my eye to Gu's eye, because that's where I'm focusing, is on Gu's eye, and to see when Gu's the highest to my own understanding. And of course, Gu is always high, but this is how, you know, when you want to take a picture, you want the most perfect picture, so you're waiting for the most high moment. And actually, this was for me an incredible blessing. And this is one example, but then also like when Gu was blessing disciple, you know, as this, like when they had birthday, I mean, I was blessed. This was my blessing every day when Gu was having, like,
there were lots of birthdays.
Exactly. So I was totally in between, you know, and Gu was just like throwing love and everything he was throwing to that person in front of him. And I was in between catching the spark. And so it was absolutely amazing to be a photographer of Gu.